Okay? It doesn't necessarily mean, it makes them, by the way, extremely good psychics, people that are known as being psychics, but not always the best. Why? Because what you pick up emotionally, you may not understand. You may not be able to interpret. So they may be so sensitive they can pick up anything, but have no ability to do anything with the information because they don't know what they've got. You can end up with a person who gets aches and pains every time they're around somebody else and goes home and yells at their husband and says, I have to go to the doctor again, okay, and has no idea that they're psychically picking up their friend. Or you could have somebody who emotionally goes into a frenzy every time they go to the grocery store and it's crowded and doesn't realize that they're picking up the vibrations of the crowd around them. Okay, so you don't necessarily have a good psychic there. You have a psychic who's very receptive. Okay, very receptive. So learning something about how psychic ability works can probably help a lot of those people, because now they can learn to, A, protect themselves and also interpret what they're getting and make some sense out of it. Right after it hits the body and the emotions, it begins to hit that part of us which is a feeling part. Pure, how's the word, like hunch, intuition. That part of us. The part of us that simply knows. Still not mental yet. And that covers the fire people. People who are Leos, Aries, Sagittarians, who may have the emotional feeling, may have the physical feeling, but even more than that, they have an urge. Okay? Fire people get urges. They get strong desires. Now, this is not mental. It's not really emotional. It's a whole different level. The last thing that gets connected to is the brain. It's the very last one. The last place the energy that you pick up hits is the mind, which means that the air signs in the zodiac, the Geminis, the Libras, the Aquarians, or people who have a lot of air in their charts, can be the most insulated of all the signs from psychic vibration. And the more mental you are, the more you have to intellectualize, the more you have to think about things, the more you're going to stop yourself from receiving psychic information. Because the mind, the brain, actually, the cognitive brain, actually gets in the way of the reception of that information. So one of the big things we're going to be learning to do in class is to take the brain and put it over here while we do our work, and then bring it back. It's also for this reason that sending and receiving words is so much harder than sending and receiving images or feelings, okay? Because it takes much further for it to go through. It has more steps, harder to develop, not impossible, harder. Any questions? Okay, you got a lot of material today. And here's your homework. I want you to start that dream book we talked about. Next week we're going to be learning to interpret our dreams on a lot of different levels. Because dreams are a very strong way that your unconscious attempts to communicate to you. So we're not just experimenting with dreams because we want you to know your dreams, but because for the average person, dreams are the only way that psychic intuitive information comes through with a great deal of effectiveness. So we're not going to overlook that. We're going to spend a lot of time on it. Each week, we'll take one person's dream in the class, and as a class, we'll break it down and we'll analyze it, and each person will get a turn. Okay? So keep record of your dreams, and keep a do-good book. We're also going to have show and tell next week. And I would also like you to work with a partner to conduct a telepathy exercise. Okay? And Pat, you and I work together in the class. I'd like you, you're the odd person out, to team up with someone else in the class who is willing to work double. Okay? To do this telepathy exercise, what you're going to be sending, it's a sending exercise, you're going to be sending a colored shape to your partner. I don't care how you send it. I went over some of the techniques today. Use them. And what you're going to do is set a time and a day with your partner. When you do your, one of you will send first, the other will receive. A few minutes later, you'll reverse. The one who was receiver will send. The one who was sender will now receive. Okay, so both people will have an opportunity to both send and receive. You're going to do any color that was on that test and any shape that was on that test.
And I'm going to... Are you seeing the same shape and the same color at the same time?
No, you're not going to have this arranged at all.
Oh.
Okay? Heidi, if you're working with Carol, thank you. Mm-hmm. If Heidi's working with Carol, say Heidi has elected to send a blue square. Heidi's going to sit in her house. She's going to do this at a time when there's nobody around to bother her, that she's prearranged with Carol. Say they're going to do this at 10 o'clock on Monday. Heidi's going to sit down, make as clear a picture of Carol as she can. As clear a picture of Carol as she can, because you have to create a clear picture, remember, in order to know where to send it. Otherwise, it may go up into the universe. I'm going to go into that more next week. And then Heidi's going to concentrate on her blue square, and she's going to send it out to Carol. Then, 2 or 3 minutes later, you're going to take a deep breath, get yourself relaxed, and you're just going to sit there with your mind being held still as you can keep it, and you're going to wait until something pops in. And if an orange triangle pops in, you're going to write that orange triangle down and bring it to class with you next week. And next week, you and Carol will be able to compare notes. Did Carol really send an orange triangle? Did she receive that from you? Okay? Mm-hmm. Or did she receive the blue square from you?
And sometimes the time isn't coordinated, right? We've got to make sure that our time, you know, like our 10, or 5 maybe.
No, Carol, time is something that the cognitive mind knows. Okay? Mm-hmm. Time is something of this logical cognitive mind that we all deal with. Time is something mm-hmm. that's on that clock. Mm-hmm. Unconsciously, there is no such thing as time. Mm-hmm. So in all honesty, you could do it on Wednesday, and Heidi could do it on Monday morning, and you would be able to do it. On the other hand, mm-hmm. at this point in time, your cognitive mind still haven't accepted that, and it's liable to get in the way and screw you up. Mm-hmm. And so to satisfy the cognitive mind, we're setting a time. But you could both say 8 o'clock on Monday, and I'll send mm-hmm. first, and it's still mm-hmm. going to work out fine. Okay? So the timing isn't as important as it appears.
Is this a one-shot deal, or are we doing it every day?
No, you're going to do this once during the week.
Okay.
And each week throughout this whole class, you're going to have a telepathy exercise. They're going to get progressively more detailed, okay? And eventually, you're going to find you do incredibly well with them, okay? We'll see where you start out with, okay? But you can really, you know, you may surprise yourself, because I have found that people have tremendous success with this. Any final questions?
On the dream book, you want to record, you know, more with the images that's coming in, or the feeling that comes with it?
Both. Okay? Now, you're going to find when you interpret dreams that they can be interpreted on the astral level. I'll explain what that is next week. On the simply as a symbolic dream, or as a precognitive dream. And you're going to learn to interpret them on all those levels, also spiritual. And the feeling is very important, because the feeling in the dream gives you a key as to how to interpret it. Now, you could be watching somebody get murdered, but if you have a feeling of joy while you're seeing this, it could have a very positive interpretation, not that negative one it would seem to have. Okay?
Don't levels also have part of to do with a dream? Like levels,
they certainly do.
Upstairs and downstairs and down in the basement from the first floor.
That's right. They certainly
especially
do.
Especially in the relationship.
Yeah.
If and the person that you have in a relationship with is in there, from what I'm told, if you're downstairs or you're below that particular person, it means that you're not up to the love, the level of love to that
sure.
other person.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're above them, that other person may not have them same feelings for you.
That's right. And again, as we go through, each week we'll take a different dream and we'll interpret the actual dream. And I'm sure some of this stuff is going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to learn about dream interpretation by doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you're absolutely right on that. Mm-hmm. Okay, and by the way, Barbara teaches a dream class in one of the high schools, West Islip. So if anyone wants to take a class which is just strictly on interpreting dreams, because we're going to get into a lot of other things also, I'd suggest her class. Okay? Any other questions? Okay, I'll see you next week. Thank you. Bye.